community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That is Westlife tonight. We interrupt that record because our friends from next door of the election is over in the Brentwood Council elections for 2015. David Kendall joins me. David from the Liberal Party, of course. David, not the best ever night. You must be. Well, tell me, how are you feeling? How are you feeling after what's just happened?
Well, obviously, there's been two elections. There's a general election.
Let's talk about the national election first.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I mean, in Brentwood, I finished fourth. I have to say, obviously, disappointed. I put a lot of time and effort and commitment into it, but I got, 4,500 votes. I didn't lose my deposit. I saved my deposit, unlike some other areas.
Where do you see, I mean, as a devastating result, you can only say devastating result for the Liberal Democrats, where do you go from here?
I think, having been involved with the party for, 40-odd years now,
yeah.
I've seen the highs and lows,
yep.
And we've had some good times, we've had some bad times. I think, obviously, we've got a major sort of rebuilding job to do. I think the fact that we're now not going to be in a coalition government means that, you know, we will be very seriously seen as opposition
right.
MPs as opposed to part of a government. And I think whilst the Conservatives are obviously, you know, cock-a-hoop today... over the next year and 2 years, we're going to see a lot of things happening at a national level, and it will be their sole responsibility.
They can't really blame anybody else now, can they?
Well, they can't. And I think that, you know, what is sad is, from talking to a lot of people when I was going around Brentwood, an awful lot of people said they enjoyed the stability that the coalition government, gave the country. But, as I say, we as a party have obviously taken a hit, and that's one of the consequences.
When do you think you went wrong? I'm not talking about just this year, but over the years. Because most commentators say now that Labour and Conservatives are closer ever than they have been. You could almost have a lab con coalition, yeah. Almost, because sure. They're not that far apart. And you are right down the middle. Now, you, as the middle party, really, if that's the way people are thinking, you should be the strong party now. What's happened over those last 40 years that you're not the strong party because you are the middleman's party?
Yeah, I think what's happened in the past, we've been seen very much as the protest party. And I think what's interesting is there are people, I know for a fact, who voted locally for us, voted UKIP nationally. There's been such a movement of votes. We've just seen this with the local election count here,
yeah.
Where, you know, we scored some very high, well, I say very high numbers, some very strong numbers across Brentwood. We've obviously held one seat in Pelgrim's Hatch. We lost one in Brentwood North by 30, I think it's 31.
Oh, right, okay.
So, I mean, obviously that was very close. We were defending two seats. You know, when you look at a local context, people obviously understand and appreciate what we're doing locally, but it's translating that message to the national level. And I think it comes down then to really resource that you've got in terms of finance and bodies on the ground to get that message out to people, locally.
Yeah, I mean, and I just wonder how many people locally have just not really known not enough about it and have voted with their national feelings, because we've had, you know, the coalition here.
Sure.
Barry's been in as leader of the council for
10 months.
I'm sure when Louise is going to come in here in a few moments' time, probably, and she'll tell me that they've blown thousands of pounds on this, that, and the other.
True. I can only say from a personal point of view. I mean, I've been chairman of the Business and Town Centres Committee over the last 10 months.
Mm.
And I'm immensely proud of what we achieved as a committee. I mean, you know, give you an example. When I took over, we'd never had a business committee before.
Okay.
So we were focused on business and the economy. And one of the first things I said was, well, you know, how are we communicating with businesses? You know, have we got a business directory? We didn't have a business directory. I mean, Brentwood hasn't had a business directory for 8 years. So I said, well, how are we communicating? So obviously we weren't communicating very well. You know, we covered things like that. We brought in a number of other initiatives, which I think have been very positive. And I think that where it's going to be a true test of Louise McKinley's leadership is, does she throw away an awful lot of the things which have been achieved? And I think there have been some solid achievements. Or does she look at it in the round and say, well, no, you know, there have been some positive things, but obviously there's going to be things that they will now want to change. But I think just to completely change everything would be, you know, a bad move in my perspective. I think they definitely still need a business type committee of some sort to support local businesses. So we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, Nick Clegg held onto his seat, but only just last night.
Yeah,
and he's resigned, obviously. Who do you think could be the next Liberal leader?
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one. I think we've obviously got Tim Farron, who's known by some people in the country. He's up in Westmorland, up in the Lake District, and we've obviously got people on Norman Lamb as well, North Norfolk. Mm. So I think they're two of the potential front runners. I'd like to say I listened to Nick's speech this morning, and I think whatever your views of the Liberal Democrats, I think he was very gracious in terms of what he said, and I think he got it right. You know, we did take a hit, if you like, for the country. I still think now people will say we're crazy, but I still think now we did the right decision at the time going in coalition because we needed stability. And it's interesting, as I was going around during this election, I actually had people say to me, I'd like to vote for the coalition, because some people did actually like it as it was. You know, we managed to curb a number of the Tory excesses. I think what's going to be interesting is now there's unbridled conservatism, you know, and they are very much, you know, with this majority, as you say, there's no scapegoat. It's down to them now. So people will be watching them very closely.
David, I love the way you view politics, and you're amazingly upbeat after the battering your party took last night. Please continue to come in. I'm sure you will over the next few years. I don't know what your own personal plans are for the future, but
well, I carry on. I'm still a borough councillor. I'm still a county councillor for Brentwood, and you know, I care passionately about Brentwood, and anyone who knows me knows that. And you know, when we win, that's great, you know, but we treat people with respect and treat people pleasantly. When we lose, we do the same as well, and that's why I've always operated, and that's why I continue to operate. But it's very much about, you know, the focus is on getting things done for Brentwood people, regardless of who they vote for, and I'll continue doing that.
David, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.